Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
It's 48 degrees under cloudy skies here in Lawrence, 48 in Manhattan as well. It's 306.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Aristo Shum with the 2025 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, Thursday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. A little bit dreary outside, but make sure you appreciate the sunny days even more, I suppose. Coming up in our next half hour, the State Department has been scrambling to evacuate Americans from Middle Eastern countries now facing attacks by Iran.
It'll be a variety of methods, charter flights, military flights and transports, expanded commercial opportunities, and in some cases, land routes.
The Trump administration is facing a lot of criticism for not having evacuation plans in place before starting the war. The details coming up here on KPR plus news headlines at 3:30.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peppa Pig, My First Concert, an interactive introduction to live orchestra music, Tuesday, March 10th, 6 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
This Old House Radio Hour, inspired by the popular home improvement show on PBS, is now on KPR every week. Whether you're tackling a DIY project, totally renovating your home, or you don't know one end of a hammer from the other, this show does have something for you. This Old House Radio Hour, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations. There's a 50% chance of rain tonight with a low in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow morning, becoming partly sunny through the day with highs in the mid-60s. It's 47 degrees in Topeka and 48 in Manhattan. It's 3:20.
Continuing coverage on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight. Tomorrow your hosts are Michelle Martin, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at cromwellsolar.com.
Up next, we have news headlines. It is 48 degrees in Lawrence, 49 in Abilene, 52 in Chanute. The time is 3:30.
We are.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The University of Kansas is pushing back on a report by KCUR Radio that claimed the university was using tuition and taxpayer money to pay its student athletes. Associate Vice Chancellor for Public Affairs Joe Monaco told KPR that, quote, the university does not provide any dollars, tuition, state general funds, or otherwise, to Kansas Athletics. Monaco added that, quote, Kansas Athletics is a fully self-sustaining enterprise that operates entirely on revenues it generates itself. The Kansas Senate has passed a proposal to restrict student walkouts during the school day. As KPR Statehouse reporter Zach Boblett explains, the measure could face legal challenges.
The plan would require written parental permission before a Kansas student can leave school to protest. It would also fine districts if staff encouraged a walkout. 1969 Supreme Court ruling found that students do not shed their First Amendment rights at the schoolhouse gate. Kansas American Civil Liberties Union Executive Director Micah Kubik says the amendment is punitive.
It's very clearly designed to punish anyone who allows students to engage in constitutionally protected expression.
Republican Senator Michael Murphy said he proposed the change because schools are not marking students who left to protest as truant. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Wichita voters soundly rejected a proposed 1% citywide sales tax yesterday. Unofficial results show nearly 82% of voters said no to the plan. Nonprofit group Wichita Forward had urged voters to support the tax, which was targeted toward public safety, housing, and some other items. Group spokesman John Rolfe says he is disappointed with the results and surprised by the margin, but he says yesterday's high turnout is encouraging.
Community conversation is elevated. I think more people are paying attention, and I hope the kind of involvement we saw in this vote will see people lean in to help shape the future of the city.
Wichita City Council members voted to pay for a special election despite community questions about transparency, timing, and motivation. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu said in a Facebook post that her vote in favor of the special election was, quote, a mistake. You're listening to KPR.
Support?
He does, too. And he's cautiously optimistic for change. But he and the rest of Nepal will have to wait and see. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Price in Kathmandu.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we know you're busy, so we get straight to the point. We go to the people who have the facts, who know the story firsthand, and the decision makers, and we ask the tough questions.
So, Bobby, bubble or no bubble?
Is the system ready?
Is that statement true?
Do they have a plan?
What's in the deal?
What does this mean, then, for elections in the fall?
Get to the point with us every weekday morning.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines at 4:01. Then the U.S. says it's investigating the bombing of an Iranian elementary school. We'll tell you what we know and what we still are trying to find out. Then the president is continuing to face criticism, especially from Democrats, about why the U.S. has gone to war with Iran.
Is it regime change? Is it some undefined imminent threat? Is it nuclear weapons? It's changing constantly, and it's very disturbing.
We'll tell you about the mixed signals coming from the Trump administration coming up in the next 30 minutes on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Stiefel Theater with Gillian Welch and David Rawlings on August 7th after recent performances on Stephen Colbert and NPR's Tiny Desk. Tickets on sale Friday at stiefeltheater.org.
It's 48 degrees in Lawrence. It's 47 in Topeka.
Selling an old car, truck, or boat is a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle, and you'll receive a tax deduction.
It's 10 minutes before 4. This is KPR.
RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. This is NPR.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we don't just tell you what's happening, we tell you why. Listen for the latest developments on the biggest breaking news stories every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station. Start off your day with Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. There's a 50% chance of rain tonight. We're expecting a low in the lower 40s. It's 4 o'clock.
PR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
It's 47 degrees in Lawrence, it's 50 in Abilene, 52 in Chanute. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, at 4:36, Congress is considering a resolution to limit the president's ability to wage war with Iran. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson is warning of the potential consequences.
It would empower our enemies, kneecap our own forces, and it would take the ability of the commander-in-chief away from completing this mission to keep everybody safe.
The latest from Capitol Hill, including details on the apparent Senate rejection of this bill that just happened. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
As far as the weather goes, it's going to be a bit dreary for the next couple of days. 50% chance of rain tonight, low in the lower 40s. Could see some sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-60s, but a 90% chance of rain tomorrow night. Near steady temperatures in the upper 50s, a 90% chance of rain once again on Friday.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at casalvks.org.
47 degrees in Emporia, 50 in Abilene, 47 here in Lawrence. The time is 4:20.
This is NPR News.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says more waves of strikes are coming in the U.S.-Israeli war against Iran.
The two most powerful air forces in the world will have complete control of Iranian skies, uncontested airspace.
Continuing coverage tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. From 5 to 9 a.m., you will hear Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day with the very latest news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
News headlines are coming up in 30 seconds. It's 48 degrees in Topeka and 50 in Abilene. It's 4:30.
Blatantly assassinate a leader of a sovereign country and instigate regime change.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The University of Kansas is pushing back on a report by KCUR Radio that claimed the university was using tuition and taxpayer money to pay its student athletes. Associate Vice Chancellor for Public Affairs Joe Monaco told KPR that, quote, the university does not provide any dollars, tuition, state general funds, or otherwise, to Kansas Athletics. Monaco added, Kansas Athletics is a fully self-sustaining enterprise that operates entirely on revenues it generates itself, end quote. Kansas lawmakers held a hearing yesterday on a bill that would ban digital devices in elementary school classrooms. It would also limit the time middle school and high school students could use school-owned devices in class. Supporters say the bill would protect student privacy and mental health while improving their ability to learn. But state officials say students take state exams on digital devices. Frank Harwood is with the State Department of Education.
If this bill bill were enacted for next school year, we would not be able to implement the state assessment, nor would districts be able to do the required dyslexia screeners.
Harwood says it would be difficult to enforce screen time limits for students in certain classes or college credit programs. Many districts would also have to spend more on textbooks and printed materials. The Kansas Senate has passed a proposal to restrict student walkouts during the school day. As KPR's Zach Boblett explains, the measure could face legal challenges.
The plan would require written parental permission before a Kansas student can leave school to protest. It would also fine districts if staff encouraged a walkout. 1969 Supreme Court ruling found that students do not shed their First Amendment rights at the schoolhouse gate. Kansas American Civil Liberties Union Executive Director Micah Kubik says the amendment is punitive.
It's very clearly designed to punish anyone who allows students to engage in constitutionally protected expression.
Republican Senator Michael Murphy said he proposed the change because schools are not marking students who left to protest as truant. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
You're listening to KPR. It is 4:35.
And though the news can be hard, we let ourselves laugh.
Do you have a short voice?
Huh. If someone said annoying voice, maybe I'd believe that.
Morning Edition from NPR News is here for you and with you. Listen every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Try that again. 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations Monday through Friday.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering memberships to help support the museum's mission of studying life, past and present on, to educate, engage, and inspire. Membership details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, says U.S. attacks on Iran won't be ending anytime soon.
More and larger waves are coming. We are just getting started. We are accelerating, not decelerating.
Coming up, hear from Iranian civilians who are now fleeing the relentless bombing for neighboring Turkey. That's coming up on KPR.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
47 degrees in Lawrence, 47 in Emporia as well. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Advancing racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. And from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org. This is NPR.
My voice is not AI. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you will always hear humans reporting stories about other humans for humans like you.
Join us for Morning Edition. You get to hear the decidedly uncaffeinated Steve Inskeep. 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. On the web at Kansas Public Radio, or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the multinational vocal quartet Il Divo with guest instrumental trio Simply Three, Wednesday, March 11th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
48 degrees in Lawrence, 49 in Manhattan. The time is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. Many other frequencies as well all around the state. And streaming, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KBR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org.
Coming up, news headlines. That's going to happen at 5:30. 5:36. We're going to talk about evacuations from the Mideast. The State Department is kind of scrambling to evacuate Americans from Middle Eastern countries now facing attacks by Iran. The Trump administration is facing criticism for not having evacuation plans already in place before starting the war. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Claw Valley Greenhouses, a sponsor of the Kansas City Garden Symposium, a full day of garden education and inspiration presented by Gardeners Connect on Saturday, March 21st. Tickets and more information at gardenersconnect.org.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, quite a bit of rain in it. A 50% chance of rain tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy in the morning. We could see some sunshine tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. But by tomorrow night, a 90% chance of rain with a chance of thunderstorms. Temperatures actually rising after midnight tomorrow night. Then another 90% chance of rain with a chance of storms on Friday. And an 80% chance of rain with a chance of thunderstorms Friday night. Lows in the mid-30s. It's 5:20.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says more waves of strikes are coming in the U.S.-Israeli war against Iran.
The two most powerful air forces in the world will have complete control of Iranian skies, uncontested airspace.
Continuing coverage on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks so much for joining us today. Lots more to talk about. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. News headlines are coming up next, and the time is 5:30.
Again, from the UAE, Saudi Arabia, and Jordan, they say they've been in touch with thousands of stranded Americans, but progress is slow because of airspace closures. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The University of Kansas is pushing back on a report by KCUR Radio that claimed the university was using tuition and taxpayer money to pay its student athletes. Associate Vice Chancellor for Public Affairs Joe Monaco told KPR that, quote, the university does not provide any dollars, tuition, state general funds, or otherwise to Kansas Athletics. Monaco also added, quote, Kansas Athletics is a fully self-sustaining enterprise that operates entirely on revenues it generates itself. Kansas lawmakers held a hearing yesterday on a bill that would ban digital devices in elementary school classrooms. It would also limit the time middle school and high school students could use school-owned devices in class. Supporters say that bill would protect student privacy and mental health while improving their ability to learn. But state officials say students take state exams on digital devices. Frank Harwood is with the State Department of Education.
If this bill were enacted for next school year, we would not be able to implement the state assessment, nor would districts be able to do the required dyslexia screeners.
Harwood says it would be difficult to enforce screen time limits for students in certain classes or in college credit programs. Many districts would also have to spend more on textbooks and printed materials. Wichita voters soundly rejected a proposed 1% citywide sales tax yesterday. Unofficial results show nearly 82% of voters said no to the plan. Nonprofit group Wichita Forward had urged voters to support the tax, which was targeted toward public safety, housing, and other items. Group spokesman John Rolfe says he is disappointed with the results and surprised by the margin. But he says yesterday's high turnout is actually encouraging.
The community conversation is elevated. I think more people are paying attention, and I hope the kind of involvement we saw in this vote will see people lean in to help shape the future of the city.
Wichita City Council members voted to pay for a special election despite community questions about transparency, timing, and motivation. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu said in a Facebook post that her vote in favor of the special election was, quote, a mistake. It's 5:35.
Support for N.
Every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Tomorrow, your hosts are Michelle Martin and Steve Inskeep, along with Matthew Algio as your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. We are also online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us here at KPR. Coming up at 6:01, we will have an update of news headlines, immediately followed by an overview of what we know and what we still don't about the bombing of an Iranian elementary school. Jeff Brumfield has been looking into this today. We'll get you the latest here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas counties since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
50% chance of rain tonight with a low in the lower 40s, mostly cloudy for much of the day tomorrow, but we could see some sun here and there. Highs tomorrow in the mid-60s. It's 48 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
This is
RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. This is NPR.
With Morning Edition from NPR News, you don't have to wonder where your information is coming from, because we tell you. Get your news straight from the source every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210CR Atchison, 89.9. K258BT Manhattan, 99.5. And at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 48 degrees in Lawrence. It is 6 o'clock.